in Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, let us just review quickly the Gemara on Daf Samach Amud Aleph had asked a kasha as follows. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah of Shkolim that Chayves Shal Shana Zu Chayves L'Shana Haba. A chayve that was hufrish for the tzairich shana zu could be good for next year. So Bayir Esta Kashe, Rabbi Yehuda said that par v'soyer shayim ha-kipurim she'ovdu v'hifrish acherim tachtayim v'chein tziri ha-vedizor she'ovdu v'hifrish acherim tachtayim kulon yamusu divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So and Rabbi Lazar b'shimen hold yirat she'yistavu she'ein chata sibo meisa. But it would seem Rabbi Yehuda holds that that it's kulam yamusu because chata sibo meisa chata shekipru baileo. So the shaila was, why is it considered kipru baileo? Since according to Rabbi Yehuda, chayvais that were hufrish l'shana zu are oilen lem l'shana habo. That was the Gemara's kasha. So let us see the last teretz we had learned yesterday. So the Gemara had said, "And daf samachei amud beis, seira mishemchata she'ov rosh nosa." That the reason we can't be we can't use last year's soyer for the next Yom Kippur. Zeire mishemchata she'ov rosh nosa. So the Gemara asks, Zeire hi gufe chata she'ov rosh nosa. Why do you call it a Zeire? It's like a posel me'ikar adin. The Gemara says, Hole kashe ke rebi desanye shana tmime moine shloish meis v'shish mechmish yem kemini meis acham adivre rebi. V'chachomi meimer moine shneim asachidish meyem leyoim by bote yore chayimba. Rebbe holds that when it says Shona, we mean a solar year, not a lunar year. V'im nisabro nisabro lamoicha, that's according to the Chachamim. B'sal koponim, according to Rebbe, it is possible that a soyer that was hugdish erev Yom HaKippurim is still kosher the next year Yom HaKippurim. It's still Teir Shnosa. So, memele of a gzeire, people might make a mistake in a day. The Gevurah Sari says, so therefore they ask, afilu it's teich shnosai, they asked it. Gzeire oto ovro shnosai. So the Gemara says, hatinach soyer par mayika lemeima. But, why aren't you makrib the par? Taisis had to pshot him. The par either was going according to Rab Meir, that a par is good if it's more than 3 years old. So the first teretz was a different mahala. So the Gemara says, Gzeira par ota soil. If you'll be makriv the par, you might come to be makriv the soil. So memele, that's why they said the par is also ozlo lamisa. Frag de Gemara mishem gzeira yamus. Va'oid chato sha'ovro shnoso l'riya ozlo. Then the Gemara says that on the soyer gufe is shver. Because as a chato sha'ovro shnoso l'riya ozlo. It's not from the five chatois ha-meisois. The omra leish lokish. Chata she'ovro shnoso royin oiso ki ilu hi emedes beveis akforis v'royin. Let us see Rashi. Royin oiso b'chol mokim shehi ki ilu emedes beveis akforis. Chata she'ovro shnoso, so we picture it as like it's oimed beveis akforis, which means she'en ha'koyin yochol likore ve'leot. We can't use it. Avoloi me chatois ha-meisois. It's not from the chatois ha-meisois. Chatois ha-meisois is niskapru by leo, meisu by leo. There's five chatois ha-meisois. But ovro shnoso is not from the chatois ha-meisois. Elo she'eino kreivo. Ilkach roya at sheyipol bomum v'timocher. So the kash is, why should it be yomus? Out this time of chata she'ov rosh nosa, if mamish ov rosh nosa is roya. So here it should zicha be roya. That's the Gemara's kash. Now, the Sfas Emes asks a very pertinent kasha on this Gemara's kasha, and perhaps later we'll say a teretz. The Sfas Emes asks that be'emesin, Rabbi Yehuda holds achatos sheniskapru by Leo is lemisa oslo. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though it's achatos tzibo. The whole sugya started out, but it's not a chatos sheniskapro by Leo, because it could be used next year, it could be used for next Yom Kippur. That's the whole sugya. Now, if we say a teretz that we can't use it for next year, whatever the teretz is, so the teretz is that, it's over, the teretz is the gzeirim shemchata she'ovroshno, so that's why we can't use it for next, but we can't use it for next year. So lemaisa, so now we're back to the beginning. So mamela so tzachatosh niskapcho by leo. The whole kasha only started since we can use it for next year. So lemaisa, since we can use it for next year, so lemaisa it is, since we can use it for next year, so lemaisa is not niskapcho by leo. It could still be used letzairech kapore. But if we can't use it for next year, for whatever the reason is, so lemaisa sedem dechiyev mises al chatosh niskapro by leo. That's why it's yitomus. That's the Sfas Emes' kasha. The Emerson lechayre, this kasha is not a kasha on lechayre on daf samach vav. The whole sugya daf samachayim at base is also shver. The Gemara said keseder. The Gemara said that it's Yomus als Rav Tovi. You won't be makir with als Rav Tovi. So the Gemara says that it should be Yomus. Or all the other Mahalchim was also the Gemara asked Mishim Hachi Yomusu. But the Gemara vaistoyis that the whole chi of Misa was only al this gzeira, according to the Sfas Emes. The Emerson, if he can't be makrevit, so now it's a chatosh and his kapro by leo. So it's chayiv misa alts a chatosh and his kapro by leo. Dachsich mir that it is not schwer, because, and the Dalachay wouldn't be schwer, this was Emerson's kasha either, because the Gemara and the Avsamachayim at Beis and the Avsamachvobam at Aleph are giving us reasons of gzeiris. Everything is working with a gzeire. That the gzeire, maybe they'll say hukfa goyrel, or gzeire otunis abrosh nosa. Gzeire, maybe the shemesa chata shemesa bala. Everything is with gzeiris. And the Gvurasari says the Gemara had to go with gzeiris because, or else, Why did they ask the par also? So, just like you guys in the soil, they made a gzeir on the soil, they were guys in the par out of the soil. So everything had to go with gzeiris. So, by Emerson, we're speaking about a tzir that me'ikar adin, this chatos is chozi lahakrove. You can be makrev it next year. We won't let be makrev because of all these chesbonos. Because of these gzeres, we won't let. But that doesn't make it that it's a chatosh and is kapcho by leo. This is still a bar kapore. That what the rabbonon will not permit to be makrevit, that doesn't mean it's a chatosh and is kapcho by leo. That means since be'etzim it's chozi lahakrove, the me'iker adin, you could use it next year, so memel, it's not a chatosh and is kapcho by leo. So the chiyav misa can never be alt. The chiyuv misa can never be al chatos chatois hameses, because it's not a chatos and niskapro by leo. Therefore, the Gemara had to find different reasons why there's a chiyuv misa, and that the Gemara shlugged up. because of this Xeret should be Yomus, about Chatosh and Iskapru by Leo, it's for the Chomish Chatois HaMesis, it's Zichar not considered Iskapru by Leo, since Meikar Adin is about Kapore. It can't be used for next year. Now the problem is, if we look at Daf Samechei Amid Aleph, it says, Rabbi Lezer v'Rab Shimon Oimrim, Yiru ad sheyistovu v'yimochu v'yiplu demeim l'nedove, she'ein chatos tzibur meiso. So from the Gemara you see that Rabbi Lezer v'Rab Shimon say, why is it not meiso? Because she'ein chatos tzibur meiso. So l'chayre from the Gemara Daf Samechei was him, not the way I'm saying. It seems they're going l'shitos and ein chatos tzibur meiso. And it would seem according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the chi of meisos al chatos tzibur meiso. But it could be, it is not shver at all. The whole Gemara is going, we're asking Akasha and Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosai. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chayvois, shalshona zukhayvis l'shona habo. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we had a problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's chayvis l'shona habo, so we could be makrev it next year. Can be makivit next year, so it's not a chatosh and iskapro by leo. The whole problem and the whole sugi is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosoi. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosoi, we have a problem. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara wants to say, you're right, it's a good kasha. It's fucking not from the chatois hamesis. The chi of misa is out. This kseira. That was the whole sugi. You're talking right, it's a very good kasha. But according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the kasha finds sich nicht on. Who says this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita that chayvay shoshana zu chayvay shloshana abo? It could be that's Rabbi Yehuda. They don't hold like this. So according to them, it's takachatos in his kapro by leo. I mean, it's takazoi. You can't use it next year. Chayvay shoshana zu ein chayvay shloshana abo. So according to them, it's a purity of chatos in his kapro by leo. So they have to say Yiru Ache Yistavu, the Shein Chatos Tzibur Meis. According to us, it's an ideal tzir of Chatos Shniskapru by Leo, because according to them, you can't be makir the next year period. Meikaradin Chayvi Shoshana Zu is Ene Chayvis Loshana Bo. So they have taken to say this Tikteira Shein Chatos Tzibur Meis. But according to Rabbi Yehuda l'shitose, the Gemara is saying the chi of Misa is takedan al chatos sheniskapro by leo, because it's not niskapro by leo. It can be used meikar adin next year. So for a different reason, we are saying that you shouldn't use it next year, and we're saying there's a chi of Misa. So that the Gemara asks, these reasons what you're giving are not sufficient to make a chi of Misa. But in Yesod, it's not a chatos sheniskapro by leo. Elo Omar Rove Gzeiro Mishum Takol. So Rove said the reason it's Tomus is Gzeiro Mishum Takol. The Sanye Ein Magdishin Ve Ein Marichin Ve Ein Machrimin Bizman Azev. That one is not permitted to be Magdish Rashal, and everything is speaking about Lebede Kabayis. Ein Magdishin Ve Marichin Ve Machrimin Bizman Azev. Vim higdish, veherich, vehechrim. So the din is behema teyoker. So if it was a behema, so it's teyoker. And we'll see this ikor means it's teylech lamus. Peiris ksus vekelem yirkavu. Mois ekli matris yoylech anoli yamamelech. Ve'ezehu ikor. What is ikor by behema? Noyel delis lefoneo vimeso me'eleo. So we see that there's a din that one is not permitted to be magdish mishum takola, we'll see. And if he was magdish, we said a behemah, that you take the behemah and you make sure that that it's teyoker, that the behemah dies. So we see al tchshash takola, and later we'll see in the sugya what the tchshash takola is. So that is why the behemoth dies, because there is a chash takol over here. Zok the Gemara weiter. Takola demai, what are you afraid of over here? Let's say you have a soya, which is a kosher korban for next year Yom Kippur. You have a pal, which is a kosher korban for next year Yom Kippur. We're afraid he might be makriv in the middle of the year. He says, why is this such a chash? I feel a kol ri is nami. So why all of a sudden here you're afraid he might be makriv? And all the time that there's a din roya che yistoyed, all the behemoths. So why in your faith it might be makriv? Itakola de gizav avoide, if you're afraid. Takola de gizav avoide, that he might come in be, it's a whole year, he has to wait till next year. So he might come and be nene from it. De gizav avoide. Afilo kori is nami. So every behemoth that's a roya is also the same thing. Before there's a mum. After the mum, you have to be paid it, but before the mum, it's a korban. So why aren't you afraid of gizav avoide? So there is no chash of takola. And here, all of a sudden, there's a chash of takola. So the Gemara says, la'oilam takola da'akrove. No, that really, here we're afraid. We have a korban. And we're afraid he might be makriv during the year. That's no good. This is a soya. This is a soya Lashem. This is a par. So yes, the kasha. So every behemoth that is royal, let's also be afraid. Maybe he might be makrivit. Vahanoch the lav b'nei akrovininu loitored bu. The person takes a behemoth to be royal at she yistayiv. So he knows that he can't be makriv this behemoth anymore. He knows it's a lav bar hakrovet. So he won't come to be makrovet. He's Messiah das of hakrovet. Abahach de bas hakrovet. But here, this behem, he wasn't Messiah das of hakrovet. He knows he has to be makrovet. So it's, he has this pressure the whole time. Remember, this is a korban, you have to be makrovet. Torit bo. So he's torit, and he has this pressure that he has to be makrovet. And therefore, we were afraid he might be makrivit shaloi bismanoi. So therefore we said, teyoker. Zekrashi, mishum takola, lakaman meforesh mai takola. So the Gemara says, disnan, vechayshina le takola. So this last teretz of the Gemara, which is a teretz from Rove says gzeire mishum takola. And where do we see that we're chayish for a takola? We see ein magdishin v'machrim. So the Gvura Sari asks on Rashi, this is a modern raya. This din, ein magdishin bein marichin bein machrimin bizman hazeh, what is the chash takola over here? This is all bedek habayis. What is the chash takola? The chash takola is that a person will have bedek habayis in his possession. There's nothing but to do with it. He might come and be nene from it. And this is a chash takola of every poshet yid. If any yid will be magdish, so Mamela, he finds himself in a matzav that he's olu to be nene from Hegdi. So there's a chash takola. So therefore, so the name Magdishin. Ashenkin over here, the maskonas agmor is ach chash takola is a different chash takola. Ach chash takola is bismana bayis, that they might go and be makrivit shaloi bismanoi. So we have a klal kahanim zrizemayim. We can't shtel to what we were chayish for the hamoin am should be the same for kahanim also. So he wants to for Rashi. He wants to say could be the pasnish kahanim zrizemayim because kahanim zrizemayim is only what is done in the Beis Hamikdash. They make sure that no takola should come out from there, I see him. But if you bring them a kolbin without knowing the yichus of this kolbin, you tell them it's a Kolben, you have to be makrivit, they'll be makrivit. I mean, here you need investigation from before how it became a Kolben, and it's supposed to be a Kolben for Yom Kippur. That could be, you don't say Kahanim Zrizim Heim. Kahanim Zrizim is only what they're aware of in the Beis HaMikdash, there's Zrizim, to make sure that their Asiyah will not bring about a Takolim. But the Gura Sari wants to say, Luli Divrei Rashi wants to say, Elom Rav Gzeire Mishum Takola Desanye, that Rav wants to bring a Raya that is a Chiyiv Misa Alt Takola. That's what the Raya is. Ike is, it says Teyoker. Till now we were speaking about whenever I brought down a Gzeire, Mishum Hochi Yamusa, Yamusa, the Moral says, because of this you make a Gzeire, even there's a Chiyiv Misa for this Gzeire. So he said, I found a baraisa, this is one takol, this is another takol. I'm not bringing you a raya from here that is a chash takol, that we should be chayish for this takol. So that I hold misvara, there's a chash takol. But I'm bringing you a raya when there is a chash takol, as Al said, it should be teyokia, there should be a chiyav misa. That's how the Gvura Sari learns pshat and desanya. It's not a raya that we're choishish here, it's a raya that when there is, I'm telling you we're choishish. But I'm just being your eye. Whenever there is a chash takola, so Chazal said teyoker. Ein magdishim. But again, we see from the Gvura Sarid where we mentioned Keseda that the chiyav misa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not a chiyav misa of chatos shekipur bailo. It's a chiyav misa of the same chiyav misa of teyoker by Berde Kabayis. It's a chiyav misa alt gzeire. Like we see from the whole sugya, ein magdishin shum dovo shestam hegdish lebedek abayis ve'ein lem takona. We have nothing but to do with it. Ve'im achrinim kasovo stam charomim lebedek abayis pluti b'meseches elchim. That means Rashi wants to say if you hold stam charomim lekehanim, then you could be machim. You'll be you machim it. You give it to kahanim. Then you can do bizman as also. So the Gemara asks, why are you choishish here from Takola? Kol royes, kol hani doma rabon and yirat shi yistavu, neichesh eme yakrive. V'hanoch delavne akrovaninu sha royes, einam oimdis likorev. Hani yatzmonela demeyem, zememela des noch shash Takola, they might come and be makriv them. It's not oimd likorev. So leitored bo einoi maharer b'hakravoson mesiach date mehakrov v'didu. So he knows that this is not makrev. So that's out of his mind already. Abahach de basakrov v'hi liyoy makipurim abo tored bo liboy al hakravoson. So he remembers this is a korban. They have to be makrev. V'dome makrev lo mikame yoy makipurim. And since there's a pressure of a krova on him, he might come to be makrivit before Yom Kippur. Zuk the Gemara betakola atzmo tanoi. So now the Gemara says that takola atzmo are you chayish lo takola? You're not chayish lo takola. So machlokes tanoi. This takola of hakrove shaloi bizmana. The Rav was machadish to that takola of something that's oimed lahakrove in a certain zman. So since he has a pressure on him to make sure that it'll be makrovet, he might come to be makrovet shaloi bizmana. So Mo says bemis, and this is a machlokes tanoi. The sign yachoda we learned one beraisa pesach shaloi korav berishin. He had a Kolben Pesach, and for some reason, they weren't makrivit Pesach Rishon, yikrav b'sheini. So be makrivit Pesach Sheini. B'sheini, what happens if it was Pesach Sheini, and they weren't makrivit? Yikrav l'shona habo. So you could be makrivit next year. So you hold this Kolben Pesach, if it will be kosher next year, we'll see later. According to Rebbe, it's possible to be kosher next year. So you hold it till next year, and then you'll be makrev next year for Pesach. V'san ye'idoch lo yikrav. We learned another beraisa, lo yikrav. So we have a machlokes beraisas. My love, betakola pligi. So what's the machlokes? So it seems the machlokes is, well, yechayish lo takola, you have your kolben Pesach. You have to be makrev next year Pesach. So do you say, since he has this pressure on himself, that he has to be makriv, this player, so mamele, he might come and be makriv et shalei bizmanai, that's a shek, because since it's oimidli koriv le Pesach, so a Pesach shalei bizmanai is without an akir, will be a posel lekob. So therefore the second b'raisa holds, mishum shasta kole la yikra. You're not supposed to wait till next year. And the first b'raisa holds, you're not chayish for takola. So the Gemara says, my love b'takola pligi. So the Gemara says, the kul alma loy chayishin l'takola. It's not chayish. Could be everyone holds you're not chayish l'takola. V'hoche b'plukta de rebbi v'rabonon kemiflegi. He says, we're speaking about Pesach shlei korov v'rishin yikrav b'sheini. It wasn't korov b'sheini yikrav l'shan abo. So we're speaking about a Pesach that was hukdish before Pesach rishin. So l'chayre, how could you have a Pesach that was hukdish before Pesach rishin should be kosher next year? So beplukta the Rebbe v'rabbonu kemiflegi. According to Rebbe, so it's shayich to have a Pesach that was hukdish before Pesach Rishon, Shnas Topshin and Dalet. You could still be makrevit Pesach Sheini Topshin and Pesach Rishon Topshin and Hey. It's still a year old, according to Rebbe. According to the Rabbonu, that's an impossibility. So it could be that's pshat in the machloikas. That machloikas is a chayish letakolah. Is it shaykh eichetimtze that a Pesach that was that a Pesach from last year you can be makib this year a year later? It's still considered a ben shana. Frag the Gemara v'asanya v'chein ha-mois, if you magdish mois le Pesach, so also the same din, also the same achloikas. Now, by moist, there's no problem of a ben shona. So, kochel av shma mino, betakol a pligi shma mino. Zogt Rashi, tenoyi ike de chayish, ve ike de loy chayish, ike av besheini, be pesach sheini, yimochel atomi, vishoi bedelch achoike. So, Moses said, no, could be no one is chayish for takola. Now the shaila is it possible to be makriv at Pesach Sheni? Oh, Rebbe, doma mi Pesach le Pesach efsheloi shle ovrash nosoi. V'af al pisha ufrash la achar shmoine le leidosoi. It's possible that as ufrash efter shmoine dila machusas man le kodish. And that's the machloikis. The Gemara says, no, we learned the baraisa v'chein amoy shefrishe le Pesach al yikrivu le shon abo v'ike laman doma yikrivu. So it's a raya that betakola pligi. That's the Gemara's raya. And the Mikdash David asks Akasha, what is the raya that the machloikas is betakola pligi? Maybe everyone holds you're not chayish letakola. No, the machloikas is the machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon. Rabbi Yehuda holds chayvish shal shana zuk chayvish l'shana haba, and some of meila so it's shayach by mois. Let's say it was mafreshit for this year, you could bring it for next year also. Even though sufresh for Pesach this year, it's a tachnish kelungan this year, you could use it for next year. And those that hold lo yikrevu, they hold takir. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the hechach that the machloikas is betakola pligi? This kasha the Mikdash David asks. Mikdash David wants to say a yesod that by Kolban Pesach this does not apply. He says by all kobonis it has to be hufresh lechayvosei. He says by Kolban Pesach it is unique that a person could be mafresh a Kolban Pesach for himself and then he could make other menuyim. So you see that you don't need a hafrosha for them. It was ufrish l'chayva, so later makes menuyim. So by Kolban Pesach, there's b'chlau no special din of hafrosha for the bailam. They become menuyim without an hafrosha lahem. So he wants to say, so that's why by Korban Pesach there won't be such a yesod of Hufrish Lashon Azu if it's kosher Lashon Acheres. Everyone in the whole will be kosher. Let us see Tosfos. Ein Magdishin, Mishum Dechayshina Litakola. Vachinami Omrinim Bepreiris, Beperik Maisa Behime, Vela'acher Chubin Botlu Maisa Behime, after the Chubin Abayis, they were Mavatlu Maisa Behime, Mishum Takola, Alts Takola. I says, there's no, even though there's a mitzvah of Maisa Behime, but if they'll be make Maisa Behime, what are you going to do with the Maisa? You can't be Makrevit, so you'll have a problem. So they mevatel. So they said that they should not be mafresh ma'isa beheime. Beteima, the beperik beme beheima, abeloza ben azaria have a ma'isa me'edrei treisa alfei egle b'chol shata v'shata. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Beloza ben azaria was a mashunadika oisha. And he was, each year, he gave Maisa from his Eidel 12,000 agolim. Ve'eich yitochein zeliyei. So how is this possible that Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah was mafrish Maisa behem? Let us see when Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah lived. What kufa was he? Ve'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai chai la'acher chuben k'tzaz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived after the chuben. Medisnan, Mishachorah, Beis Amigdosh, Iskin Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. Vuho ho yonosim. So Mustama, he lived after the Chum. Ba'achov, after Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, Rav Gamliel was nosim. And the Maisa with Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, when they made Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah nosim, this was at least 2 years past that Rabbi Gamliel had been a Nasi. Olachol apochis oyosh nosayim Nasi, he was 2 years a Nasi, achen isman Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. Kedemashme beperek tvilas hashachar. The comma, the Gemara says the avlis that Rabbi Gamliel had done. The comma, eshtakeid tzarei, there was metzairim, and this year he's also doing an avla. So Rabbi Gamliel was at least 2 years a nosi, and let's give a third year for Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, who did not die right after the Churban Habayis. V'imkein oye Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah l'chol ha-yoyser b'shas Churban ben Tesvov. So b'shas the Churban sh'rei ben Yutches hoyek sh'isman a nosi. He was 18 years old when he became a nosi. So b'shas the Churban, at least 3 years had passed, or taking consideration a year, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, 2 years Rabbi Gamliel. So he was 15 years old by the Chum. V'zeho yeshol yishonim acha Chum l'chol apochus k'defrishis. So there was at least a passage of 3 years after the Chuban when he was 18 years old. So b'shas the Chuban he was 15 years old. V'kotten havi b'imei habayis. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah b'imei habayis. He was 15 b'shas t'chum. So 2 years he was a godel b'imei habayis. And then he was a kotten. V'kotten havi b'imei habayis. Rak shnosayim lifnei achum. Only 2 years before the chum, and he became a godel. He became bar mitzvah 2 years before the chum. V'kotten lav bar afrushi maiseru. A kotten can be mafrish maiser behem. I will say, ubishvil oisom shnosayim sheigdol lefnei achum. So we say these 2 years, but it was 2 years he was a godel. Sha'os hoya mafrish, lahavel olameima, the Gemara says, abelezeb ben Azariah v'maso me'edre treisei alfei egli b'chol shata v'shata. Every year he gave such an amount of ma'isa behime. That means it seems it was more than 2 years. Every year he gave. He was only a godel for 2 years. So he couldn't give more than 2 years. Every year, kol shata v'shata is a period longer than 2 years. So Tosfos has a problem. V'yesh loyma apetropish shaloy hoya mafrish. That he was back a mafrish before also, but not he himself. Apetropish was mafrish. Inami leibotlu maisa behema la alta bosa chubin. This what the Gemara and Pchayres tacha chubin botlu maisa behema. That's true, but not right away. That was a gzera that happened after a amount of years. They decided to be mevatlu maisa behema. So then we could say kol shata v'shata. So we had a number of years that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a godel, and he was mafresh this amount of ma'isa behemah b'chol shana v'shana. Inami yesh meforshim av a ma'isa lemelech. It's not speaking about ma'isa behemah. It's speaking about the ma'isa he had to give for the taxes for the king. So, but where is the problem? So could be this was done a filo bekatnusay, leinehirad lehavalei, or this was done. I'm sorry. This was done later. This was done after the chulbin. This was done many years after the chulbin. There was no gzeir on this. But leinehirad taisus says this last teretz taisus doesn't appreciate lehavalei lemeima b'hai lishne. Mara says av ma'isa me'edrei. That's the teretz dike ma'isa. The din of ma'isa behina. A kapanim, we have here a gemara that they were mevatel ma'isa behema al tzakola. So even though hastis there's a mitzvah of ma'isa behema, chazal were oikah the mitzvah since it could bring lidei tzakola, so they were oikah the mitzvah finished. The gvura sari asks a ha'ore. He asks. It says over here. Ein magdishin, vein marichin, vein machrimin. Ve'im higdish veherich vehechim. So what do you do? So, you ma'abed it. So he says, what's that ve'im herich? Well, so he says, ve'im higdish means as follows. He was magdish. What was he magdish? He was magdish. Whatever he was magdish, magdish lebed kabayis, ksus fekelim, whatever he was magdish. So it's here. I mean, so now I have a problem. I have something that is, if it's a behemoth, whatever it is, it's here. So now I have a problem. This is all to people should be nichshol in this. So the behemoth they kill, this is Yerkobu, this is Yelechan Eliyam HaMelech. You're faced with a dilemma, so you get rid of it. But V'im Herich means as follows. He said, Elki Yolai. So what do you do further? Vim herich. So lochere, he said, Elki alai means he's mechuyev to give a certain amount of money. He's mechuyev to be mafresh a certain amount of money. So frek, the gvura sari, so why should he be mafresh any money? Now you do with the money, you're going to go and, vim herich, you destroy it. So he says, don't destroy it, don't be mafresh the money. Just like the Gemara says by Maisa Behema, the Gemara says that's the same thing by Maisa Behema. That means, what would be the din if they would make Maisa Behema? So it would be the din of Shashta Kola, so they have to do what we do over here, or Tayoka. So they said, so you don't do Maisa Behema, finish. So we solved the problem. So they were oike the mitzvah of ma'isa behema, shalei lovi the day takola. Not they said make ma'isa behema and kill the behema. So he says, so by erchin, it should also be the same din. He was marich, he said erchi alai. So if he's going to be mafrish money, so it'll be heilich libot. So he shouldn't be mafrish the money. What is this different than ma'isa behema? This kasha the Gvuras Ari asks. So he says a very interesting teretz. He says, by Emerson, by Erchen, he says, what do you mean you shouldn't be mafresh? He said, Erki alai, there's a mitzvah, mitzvah sechatishma. You have to be mafresh. There's a mitzvah. So he's mafresh. Now that he was mafresh, now we have a new problem, but this is oluli day takola. No, sir, you have to get rid of it. But you don't throw away mitzvah stamazah. So he says, I say the same thing by ma'isa behemah. There's a mitzvah to make ma'isa behemah. So make ma'isa behemah. Now there's a problem, so get rid of the behemah. He says, no, they're the tzav alechayim. Loimi boy, if tzav alechayim is a deraisa, so it's a deraisa. You don't do such things. But the tzav alechayim is a derabonon, it's a midah divrei.
But Erchin, there's no tab alechayim. There's only money that goes leibut. So forget out money. Be mafresh the money. Be kaim the mitzvah sasei of meitzis vasecha tishmer. And then now there's atakola. For now, there's atakola. A kaponim we see from the Gevurah Sari, we hear this in Rosh Hashanah also. There's oma v'lei afresh, afresh v'lei akrib. That means the afresh alone of the money is also a kiyam ha-mitzvah. Now he doesn't give it to Hegdish, but al kaponim there's a chiv of oma v'lei afresh, afresh v'lei akrib. The akrib he can't do after the chulban habayis. He can't give it to Hegdish, but al kaponim there's a chiv afresh. Ve'ein machrimin peirish Rashi command the Omar stam charomim lebedek habayis. Because Rashi held, v'yot stam charomim lekahanim, so give it to the kohen. What's the problem? V'rim eforish the osi afilu command the Omar lekahanim. Va'af al gav deshoru v'loy shayich ben takole. So if it's stam charomim lekahanim, we give it to the kahanim. And it's mutter, there's no kedusha on it, there's nothing. So Taisa says, "Ani mili bosa the motel yad koin." Stam charamim lekahanim, and that is mutter. It means after the koin gets it, it's chulin. There's no chash takol. Avol koydem lechein loy, kedam bepeir kol psulei amekdoshim. Charamim kozman shein biyad baylim, rein kehegdish lechol divreim amayalim be. So Taisa says, "So ein machrimin." So Taisa says, "Either it's an eitze, you can give it to the koin." So that's. When you give it to the kohen, but till you give it to the kohen, there's a chash takol. So now, Taisus is telling us, Amoira de Kizach, that even though you have something that you could avoid takole by doing something, giving it to the kohen, but al koponim, since there's a zman, even though that it's susceptible to takola, so we don't there's ein machrimen. Beim toima yochi my irye bizman haze afilu bizman abayis nami. Pektach taisves. So here it's bishlam with the other things ein magdishin ein marichin. You give it to Hegdish. So we don't have a base amigdosh. So but mainly have nothing what to do with it. So it's all of the takola, so therefore there's a din of ein magdishim ein marichim. Ein machrimin has nothing to do. If you hold stam charomim lekahanim, there's no difference between zman habayis, not bizman habayis. If you and when you give it to the kohen, there's no problem whatsoever. So the whole problem is till you give it to the kohen. So that's negayis. I bizman habayis, sheshloi bizman habayis. So why does it say in the beraisa bizman hazeh, aber bizman habayis, it could be machem. What's the difference? That's Taisus Kashim. Toi mei hochi ma'iriye bizman hazeh, afilu bizman habayis nami. Yesh loimel, bizman habayis tishchichi kochim, hoye bekirin, uzehirin bemili kedusha. So bizman habayis, they were aware that there was a whole different type of life, different anhoge. There was zoir bemili kedusha, avol hashted lo ishchichi lo izehirin. The bizman habayis is no problem. Pashtetzach, till you give to the kohen, you have to be very careful. If you give to the kohen, there's no problem. But here, till you give to the kohen, we're not bucky in the zehira, so there'll be a takolim. Inami bizman habayis shchichi kaihanim lo yitzrichim labayim la shoysi biyodam v'noysen moysam la'alta lekohen. So Taisa says another teretz. Bizman habayis, you didn't have to hold it too long. Till you find the kohen. Bizman hazeh, you have to hold it till you'll find the koyim. Is l'chayra dachsa metaisis means to say, and then it'll be a gewaldic chiddush from Taisvis. I mean, watch out, bizman hazeh lo shchichi kahanim, some of it is the same percentage of kahanim now that there was bizman habayis. The l'chayra taisis means authentic kahanim, kahanim with a ksav yichas. Now we only have kahani chazoke. That's l'chayra, you have to find the koyim miyuchis, that's what Taisvis means. So then it would mean, be a meira de kezach. There's a big tumul by Pidyon HaBen, for example. Does an erlich kohen keep the money, or is he mechuyev they should give it back? The yaivet says an erlich kohen shouldn't keep the money. וסאס איז א קיין, איז אונלי קהני חזוקה.
סאם אלט אלך קיין יש גיב איט באק, אלט שאס גזל, מייבי איז נאט א קיין אט אול. And there's an anhoge that others say, if I can't see the goyin, it's a chazayge field, that it should be said to be poiza. Who says he gave to a koyin? So we see that in the matnas kohune, we're not saymach and the chazoke. Because koyinim and isurim, we are saymach to make a brocha, but when it comes to matnas kohune, when it comes to money, we're not saymach and so then it'll be very good taisvis that if a person is machim, you can't give it to Samazekah and you can't rely on Kehane Chazoke. So Mamela, you have to hold it till you'll find an authentic Kayan, a Kayan Meuchas. No, that many years can pass by before you do this. So there's a Meredikah Shashta Kola. Peres, Ksus, Vekelem, Yirkevu. Taime, de Be'erchem, Perek, Amagdish, Amrina, Nahu, Gavre, Bachamino, Lenichse, Bepumpadise. Also, Lekamid, Rabbi Yudha, Amalai, Zirushkel, Dalet, Zuzi, Vishodi, Benare. Seems he was poisoned. And he threw that in the Na. Vamaile, Kamaleke, the San Yoche, Peres, Ksus, Vekelem, Yirkevu. We take the Etzim Zah, we don't make opinion. Because if that's some zach, you get rid of. They're speaking about kakois. There's machem kakois. They're the only eight says to be paid. If you say the same thing, that you let it empty, you let it to the, that you remain unused, like here it's yirkabu, so there will be, you won't use it, like the ovid, like the zora. That won't help the situation at all. There are many fields which are not nevad. So there you can't take the dovo a kodesh kufe and not use it because they'll come with data kola by kaka. So there we say we paid it. And we throw the dalet zuzi benare. Masha'enken over here. From the etzem zach, we can get rid of. We get rid of the etzem zach. Peirus kus v'keil milkabu. Mimtayim aval kochach metal tinam mihabu. The dakamora spigmat was metal from also. Mid the pochos and v'ho'uvda the pumbadisa kalke nam mihabu. Mechlaldam and the tal tinam mihabu. But Taisa says it's not true. Amile also takone bechilul elam mikakoi. That's true. There wasn't a tal to him. But that what the Gemara says, the eights of shadi dalet zuzi benare. That's speaking about kark. Avam metal tli ovedlu kudem aforeshoche. Could be by metal to him. They did the way it says here. It was yilkevu. Because can the nicha tvei the maksha shas pshitas bemekalki nami have it was kalka also umenole do merak bemetal tui elakoch bemekalki nami have mit the boy takone bechilu. The kel that's mukach the way we said before that they had to be kalka. But takola atzmo tanoihi ochelay maisi tanoi the pligi besefer kama the psochim. This is a similar takone of akrove, and there's a different type of a takole. So my mail the Gemara is not medame one takole to another takole. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Boloi eitzel seira mishtaleach. Because God will came to the seira mishtaleach after he finished avide. Of the Dama Por and the Dama Soyer, he came to the Seir Mishtaleach, the Seimach Shteyodom Olov and Besvade, the Kacho Yoimer, on Hashem, Chotu, Ovu, Poshu, Lefonecha Amcha Beis Yisrael, on the Bashem, Kapono, Lachatoim, Lavoines, Lapshoim, Shechotu, Vishovu, Vishaposhu, Lefonecha Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kakosu, Beteiras Moisha Avda Choleimer, Kibiyoimase, Yechaper Aleichem, ותאר אסכם מכלך תסייכם בפני השם תתאורו. וכהנם באום עומדים בזורו, כשישם עם שם המפוירה שייץ מפיקוין גודו, ויקוירם ומשתחבם ונויפלם על פניהם, ואומרים בור שם כבוי מלכוס אלוהי למבועד. בגורס הרבי בינגזדן המחליקס לראש עם רב הייגוין, what does שם המפוירה שמין? וראש זה שם המפרש מינס בשם בן דלת אייסייס, that was נקרא כחסווי. And Rav Haigoin says it was the shem of Membeis Oisius. The Gvura Sari wants to bring a raya to Rav Haigoin. He says, because the Gemara says in Masech the Saita that when the Kahanim used to duchen in the Mikdash, Bichas Kahanim b'Mikdash ha-yoyimrim Hashem kichsovoi. That says Hashem kichsovoi. So there it doesn't mention there was kriya and ishtach avoye. And here it says there was kriya and ishtach avoye. Weistachoy says it's alt Hashem. We'll see soon. So weistachoy is verkehrt, because this was a different haskoros Hashem. This was Hashem of Membeis Oisiyeis. The briskerov ala teire in Parshas Kisiso says that the kriya and ishtach avoye and the Chiyav of Amiris Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusoi was said Mitchilas Akriya. That means when the Kohen Gadol started saying the Shem, so then right away they said they were Kohen Mishtachave, and they said then Baruch Shem Kavoy. And this is different than Amen. Amen we say after a Baruch. After the Baruch is said, then we say Amen. Not it's Amen Chatufe. And here it was differently. The halacha was Bishas the Amiris Hashem. There was a din of Kriya, Vishtachavoye, and Aniye. And he says, this is Pshat and Rashi and Chumash. It says in Parshas Kisisa, Vayemaher Moshe Vayikoid Arzo Vayishtochu. So Rashi says, Ksheru Moshe Shchina Iveres. Vishoma Kol HaKriya Miyad Vayishtachu. So it says Vayimaher Moshe. He was Vayimaher. So Rashi says Shoma Kol HaKriya Miyad Vayishtachu. Because that's the halacha. The halacha is you need Ishtach Avoye Bishas the Kriyas Hashem, not after the Kriyas Hashem. So Mamela, that's the Vayimaher, and that's Miyad Vayishtachu. And he says, this is Pshat, what it says in the Payet, and the Rambam brings this Loshen, Af hu hoye miskaven ligmer as Hashem keneged hamevorchem. So what does that mean? So that means they were saying Bol Shem Kevoit, and he was saying the Shem, and the Kohen Gadol was mechaven, bishas, that he should end, hoye mechaven ligmer as Hashem keneged hamevorchem. That means, when they'll be finished saying Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Eloylam Void, so they'll be up to void, that he'll end the Shem. He'll end the Shem. So that is Pshat. So B'meila, he wanted that it's just like the Shem was said by Basachas with the Baruch Shem Kevod, that ended also with the Gemar of the Baruch Shem Kevod. That is Pshat. The Imre Misoda wants to say that the Gvura Sri is Ma'ira, why it says, V'kahanem v'om ha'im dim bazore. The Imre Misoda wants to say that b'shas the vidui of the soil la'zozel, which this was the kapor of Klal Yisrael, so there was a mitzvah of amide in bazore. The Kohen Gadol was saying vidui, so you don't go home and it's a shvera time, it's a shlof abyssal. There was a mitzvah of Amida in the Azore to hear the vide of the Kohen Gadol. So here it says, but here there was Om Oimdim by Azore. By the other things, Chveisnish Klal. But Al Kaponim here there was, I mean the way he says there's a Gevalde Kehore, it says V'kahanim V'om Oimdim by Azore. So why he says the Kahanim was also in the Skapa. We'll see with this, but this video, we'll see in the Gemara, some Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, so the Shail who our Mishnah goes like. Masrei l'misha yemelichai. Then he gave over the soil azazel to the person who was going to be melichit. Hakel k'sheirim lahilichai, elo sha'osu akahanim kva. See, Rashi, it's not the kind of them, it was the Beznishal kahanim, lahim enichan es Yisrael lahilichai. They wanted that Kahanim should be those who are Moilach to Soil Azaz. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Maise Vehilichoi Arsalo B'Yisraeloi. So the Siach Yitzchak says Rabbi Yosi is a Maise Lahachzik, not Lister. That means the Gemara, because the Mishnah said before that Hakel Ksherim Leilichoi, Bemisna Yisrael is also good. No, the Kahanim, mein Gefir, that a Kohen should do it. So if one year they had a reason that a Kohen shouldn't do it, so Yisrael did it. So Mamela, so we see that you don't need Kohuna Likuvit, only an Einfirich. The Kevesh also loy, and they made a bridge, Bibnei HaBavliyim, Shoyu Metalshim Besarei, Vo'imrim Loi Tu Vitzei, Tu Vitzei. Let us see Rashi. Boloi Eitzel Soyer, Ashta Hodar Tana Lemilsei, is going back la ruye be say da void de kama do ach she goma ka in goma ma dom im sho par de soyer ke de sole pilkin de ti loy bo loy ha kayen ay to ser mishtaleya be mokim she mide sham ke neged be shi luchay ke da mor be pektor be kalfi el sho osu kahanim kva she gilu las is as a kahanim kva liyis meilichin oisoi. They made that the kahanim should be meilichin. V'loi oyu bezni shol kahanim enichim es Yisrael eilichin. Arsalo shem ha'ish. V'kevesh kemin maila osuloi shugavoya. V'yoytzei derech oisoi ha'kevesh chutz la'azore v'chutz la'ir. Kedei shelo yuchlu ha'bavliyim liga b'mishulech. Poshit, they wanted to touch the soil poshit. Lefisha yirigilim letolshay besarei. Ve'oimrim loy tu mayer betzei. Ba'al tasha avay neseinu atzleinu oit. The soil of tachnesi given the veiris from Klal Yisrael. So the Bablim held this ashrek, the veiris from Klal Yisrael. So we have to get him out as quick as possible. We have to be zecht to the kaporis as quick as possible. So that's why, so their zeal in getting rid of the soil azazel was not appreciated. B'chayre Tershin Sarah is b'chmamish shachil yontem v'keshayla. So they made sure that they shouldn't be able to touch the soil, so there was a bridge. And in order to get on the bridge, you had to have credentials to get on the bridge. These Bavlim never got on the bridge, so they were unable to interfere with the Shiluach HaSoyel. Zok the Gemara, Ve'ilu b'nei Arin am k'dei shecho loy koma. When he was misvade, poshu l'fonecha amcha beis Yisrael. Ve'nei Arin am k'dei shecho loy koma. Man tane. Omer Rabbi Yirmiye, the loike Rabbi Yehuda. So our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The ike Rabbi Yehuda, ho omer yeshlam kapor besor mishtaleach. So Rabbi Yirmiye said our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that the vidui of the pal was mechapa on the kahanim on Shara Veiris. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. So we're speaking about the soil. Speaking about the soil, Lazozo suggests Chotu Amcha Beis Yisrael. Doesn't speak about the Bnei Aaron. That was the whole L'chayr, according to my Mesoda, why was the Kahanim, it's the Kahanim Boba Imde Bazor, he says it was the Mitzvah Samida for the Om. Rabbi Yirmiye says the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon, why were the Kahanim there? That's Pshat, the Mishnah. Abai yom afil etayim er Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Otu kahanim lav v'chal amcha Yisrael ninu. It's chotu ovu poshu amcha b'nei Yisrael. And the kahanim are also b'chalal amcha b'nei Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Yirmiye zektoi sves doloi ki Rabbi Yehuda. Mikan ani metaret mai de pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon b'perkama de Shvuas. So machloikes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon the Rabbi Yehuda saw the Kahanim is kapram b'soyim mishtalech b'shar ha'veiret. The Rabbi Shimon less lohu kapore klal b'soyim ha'mishtalech. They don't have a kapore. The Koma hosom my time with the Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon that he says that they don't have a kapore?
Mobbing that for count my foot a hackish. Actually, a mile come a time with the Rab Shimon with the sea, the par, Schnee, we do in the dam, the dam pole. Kidoma, Bosso Hochi. Maybe the reason of Rab Shimon is Poshet. You have two viduyim and then they have a Zoya Saddam. For Koch, why do you need all these procedures? So Koch, one viduy is to be Mechaper, the Kahanim and Sharavay. Why did the Gemara say that? Kidoma Bosso Hochi, what is later? Bishloim, Bela Rab Shimon, Haine, the Beans, and Lotaka says later. Schnee viduyim Vidam Apo. The name of the Haine time of the Beans Schnee viduyim, that's why need Schnee viduyim. Look at the Masikosim Rab Yehuda. כי זה טוען לדבר רבי שמואל אחד, לא יבא אחד לבייסוים, מותם שווי זקה ויחפר על החייב. So, say you need to be doing, because one is going on Tumas Migdash וקדוש, one is going on שער הבייס. Why did the Gemara say this? ומכאן יש לו את הארץ. הכל כך רב שמן, נמי איסלי, זה טוען לדבר רבי שמואל. But the Rab Shimon also holds this lumdis of Yovei Zaka v'kaper al achayit. Rabbi Yirmiyah Muki Lamas Nisin ki Rab Shimon. Our mission is going according to Rab Shimon. V'loch itnan bevidi rishen tepar ani uveisi beperik omolem amamune o bevidi sheni beperik tov v'kalfi itnan ubnei arim v'porish taime b'gmore mishum da Rabbi Yishmoel. So you see, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, our mission is going to, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon also is moided to Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, you couldn't bring a raya from the Shnei Viduyim and the Par to Rabbi Shimon's din, that the Viduy is mechaper on the Shar Averi Shebekaanim, because it could be you need the Viduy out, the second Viduy out, first he should be a Zakai, then Yovei Zakai be a Kraper Alachai.